Hey, Clint. So every year in Ireland, millions of people go to concerts and festivals. And though for most they're really fun, they can also be overwhelming, overstimulating, and they're also synonymous with a lot of recreational drug and alcohol use. And when people are consuming substances over long periods of time, they can be really vulnerable. So what PsychCare is a social enterprise that we launched in order to support people's mental health at music festivals. We also support people having a substance-induced crisis, and we also provide harm reduction information for people at the events. We're 100% run by volunteers. And yeah, chatting to you today as part of Social Entrepreneurs Ireland. Thanks.
Why did you think this needed to be done? I mean, why wasn't it done before?
Well, we've seen projects like this launched in other countries, in Portugal, in the US, in the UK. But really, you know, up until I suppose before COVID, we didn't see any evidence of this really going on in Ireland, apart from in a couple of maybe more conscious festivals. So we really felt that the time was right, that in Ireland we needed maybe a national organisation that would look after people's mental health welfare. I think everyone, including myself, who's involved, you know, we're all festival lovers ourselves, and many of us have actually needed that service at music festivals. So we just felt, yeah, that we really wanted to do something to make festivals, you know, safer places for everyone.
And what has the reaction been from the festival organisers to having you there and integrating you with everything that's going on?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of the festivals really take health and safety very seriously. There's always medics and security, but the idea of kind of welfare maybe for mental health has been a little bit new. So it's been a little bit of kind of a slow build-up. You know, a lot of smaller festivals have welcomed us in, maybe being aware of other services. But I think the tide is kind of turning. You know, we're getting there with more big festivals, and hopefully, you know, we have many lined up for next year. I think we've got our 7 to 8 events coming up in the next few weeks for this year. So, yeah, I think we're slowly getting there. But like anything, a new idea just takes time to bed in. And, yeah, we're in it for the long haul.
And speaking of that new idea, you say social enterprise. That's why we're here to talk about. Like, what is that?
So a social enterprise is kind of a business that's set up with a social aim. So even though everyone at PsychCare does provide the service, including myself as volunteers, you know, with a social enterprise, it's that there's no shareholders for the company. So all funds that the company earns goes back into addressing the social issue that we hope to address. So in our case, that's changing the culture at music festivals, making sure no one at a music festival falls through the cracks and doesn't and is unsupported if they're having a crisis. So yeah, that's kind of the difference between a social enterprise and maybe a commercial business.
And do you guys, obviously it's organisations like this that identify you and help you, do you all help each other?
Absolutely, yeah. With PsychCare, you know, we have 150 volunteers, and it's a really big community, you know, so we try to think of it as kind of a family amongst our own volunteers. And now that, you know, we've been selected by Social Entrepreneurs Ireland for their impact program, where, you know, they're telling us we're part of their family too, where, you know, other social entrepreneurs are there as a source of support to one another, along with the great work the Social Entrepreneurs Ireland do. So yeah, there's so much belief and support behind what we're doing. And yeah, it's just going from strength to strength.
There must be a load of crossover there, like hearing about the fitness and the this and the that. There, you know, you could almost be having volunteers in a couple of the social enterprises.
100%, and I think people, you know, really do like to give back, and hearing about all these amazing organizations, I think I'd love to volunteer for many of them, you know, if I had the time. But yeah, I think a lot of social enterprises face the same or similar issues, you know, like identifying funding, for instance, or, you know, like I'm a psychotherapist by background, I have never started a business, or things like governance, accounting, finance, marketing, PR. All these things are kind of on a learning curve for me, but with the help of all the other social entrepreneurs, it's something that we're striving towards.